Hello and welcome to the second of the Big Time Movie Review with Colin and Trent. Today we're going to talk about The Proposal.
Which is a fantastic film.
Fantastic film.
Did you go into it wanting to see it?
I actually did not.
Really?
Surprise. Well, I wouldn't say didn't, but I wasn't expecting much.
Yeah, you weren't excited.
No, wasn't excited. Just because I'm not typically excited by the romantic comedy.
Let me guess. A girl wanted you to go.
Well, that's usually the way it always works with the romantic. I think that's the plight of the romantic comedy. It's more of a weapon.
A weapon?
Than probably most movies.
Not a bonding experience?
Well, usually the other problem with the romantic comedy is that it's built to set unrealistic expectations
for the male
for just really relationship period. So that's the other reason I view it as a weapon. It's not like Die Hard. Nobody's ever expected somebody to also be able to save an entire building full of people.
Right.
In Die Hard.
So. Right. Well, I went into it excited about it. I like me some Sandy Bullock.
Yeah.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
I like Betty White.
Mary Steenburgen.
Steenburgen's in there.
Coach.
Craig T. Nelson's in there. So when I...
Malin Akerman.
Actually, I was not very excited about his character because of the way his character turned out.
He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, kind of a jerk. But from...
He's tough love.
Tough love. I would say, except for a little bit of... Well, I mean, they had that before. Except for a little bit of guilty pleasure.
Right.
Right.
A little bit fantastic.
Act
times.
Three, yeah.
Right.
It was really, really entertaining.
Yeah, the first act, which is basically where it, it has to buy your attention.
Right.
I think they do a really, really good job. Mostly due to the comedic timing of the two leads.
Yes.
Do a very good job.
There's a point in there where the actual proposal happens.
Right.
I'm not giving anything away. Right. Not a spoiler.
It's the title.
Spoiler alert here. There is actually a proposal in
right.
the where Ryan Reynolds' reaction
right.
to the proposal
right.
and what he does with the proposal
right.
may be one of the best the best setups
right.
for a character that I've ever seen.
Because
I get so frustrated when characters do things that they wouldn't actually do or say
right.
in real life.
Right.
Just because it's a film, you can get away with it.
Right.
Whatever. No. I totally disengage when that happens.
Yeah, me too. Like, I don't like... and I wouldn't say that's necessarily the truth, but I feel like movies that are at least partially meant to be true they need to operate within the boundaries that they've kind of set up for themselves. And then to do something, which I think is where you're arguing the third act kind of does that a little bit, but by then you're already into it, so it's like, whatever.
No, I bought it the whole way.
Yeah.
I wasn't ever out.
There are a few parts when I was just a little bit out.
There's a little dance around
some of
the
grandma stuff. Yeah.
Dancing around the fire was a little awkward.
Right, yeah, that was a little awkward.
But it got really awkward, and that was funny.
Right. Well... See, even then it started to get a little... I felt it was a little out of character, but...
Okay, fair enough.
All said and done, pretty decent movie. I enjoyed it. Thought it was a little
too.
Funny.
I did, too.
A little funny. Yeah, the only thing that I did think was a little bit strange was the kind of awkwardly placed... And it's not full-on nudity, but it's like... I mean, it's a little peculiar for, like, kind of the... I would think the audience that's... meant to go
yeah, the romantic comedy audience is not
maybe
usually,
not ready for that
yeah, in for the soft or whatever yeah.
See, I wouldn't even go so far as I mean it's not it's inoffensive but it's weird like
weird.
If you had young kids maybe wouldn't
yeah.
wouldn't take because the thing is the rest of it's really pretty benign outside of that one particular scene where you'd be like I wasn't expecting that with the kids,
yeah.
so. But yeah, past that, pretty enjoyable.
Good, I agree. We highly recommend that you go see this film.
Yeah, I guess, are we allowed to give thumbs up?
You can. I don't know, is it copyrighted?
I don't know.
Well, if that's the case, let's recommend this film. Everybody go see it.
Right.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Big Time Movie Reboos.